should be back home, doing your job, same as I'm doing my job here.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm doing it for Pete. He thought you could use some company.
Yeah, well, he's wrong. Wait till I see that horse's ass.
It must be so rewarding being one of your close friends.
Amy Adams has shown the ability to both hit the curve and hit a woman in a trailer park or a trailer park woman. Rare versatility in sport. She's played roles with amazing warmth, and right now she plays a woman who's frosty cold in The Master. Thanks for joining us. How did you prep?
I had to really surrender to the process of making the film. Joaquin Phoenix is so committed and so powerful in the film, and Philip Seymour Hoffman is just, I've worked with him twice before, and I knew that it was going to be a very intense and amazing experience. So I just sort of buckled in and went along for a really great ride.
So it's all about the prep. I'm going to go through a couple of your movies, starting with The Master, and you tell me how you prepared.
Okay,
The Master. How did you embrace the part, and how did you find out how to be that cold and bitchy?
It's funny, because I first focused on the fact that she was very maternal, and then to get to play that juxtaposition was really fun to explore, the maternal woman who also had this duplicit, powerful side. But I just kind of thought about how protective she was of her man, and that wasn't hard for me to identify with.
Damn, Amy, I was really hoping you would give me the name of a really bitchy person that you followed.
No. I have enough of one of those women living inside of me to figure it out.
So baseball, the movie Trouble with the Curve. How did you prepare to swing the baseball bat?
I worked with a baseball coach. Thankfully, they saw my limited abilities as I signed on to the film and really worked with me with a professional baseball coach to help me learn how to catch and throw and hit at least like a guy.
Dying to know the fighter. You had this one punch, I believe it was a left hook. How did you learn how to do that?
Yeah. I took some boxing lessons because David wanted me to look like a girl who hit. But I grew up as one of seven kids, so I'd had some experience with scrappy fights on the porch.
It was a great scene. Julie and Julia, to be in the kitchen, to bring the passion. How did you learn all of that?
Yeah.
Did you take lessons?
Yeah.
And where would you possibly learn?
I did a lot of cooking, and I have done a ton of cooking after that. It really did make a difference in my my love of cooking. It taught me some quick tricks with cutting that made all the prep work take a lot less long, and I took a lot of lessons. I've taken a lot of lessons for my roles, so that's fun.
Did you take any lessons, and where would you possibly learn to clean up dead bodies for Sunshine Cleaning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, you brought that up. We actually met with a guy who runs a company in Albuquerque, New Mexico that does this work. And he showed us pictures and we kind of went, which was startling, and we kind of went through step by step how you would do it appropriately.
Yeah, that was really creepy. You grew up in a family of jocks, correct?
Yeah.
What was the sport of choice on television for the Addams family?
Football. A lot of football.
And you were a Denver Broncos fan, and I believe you saw a Broncos-Bears game, is that correct?
It was Denver Bears when the minor league baseball team was in Denver before the Rockies. Yeah. So.
That's really funny. Yeah. I thought it was a Denver Broncos-Chicago Bears game, but it was a Denver Bears.
No, it was the Denver Bears. Yeah. I think that was my very first that I recall sporting outing that I saw. I saw that game with my dad.
I also read that you would drink a beer and eat a hot dog at a game. Prove that.
If I could, I would. I mean, it's a little early for a beer, so you'll just have to take my word for it.
Okay, so just one line, finish these statements. So you worked at the Gap. Whitney Houston walks in and I
kind of stalked her.
So you're working at Hooters. You turn 18 where the uniforms are mandatory and you...
I'm out of there.
This is a lot of fun. Great talking to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.